Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mornings are hard. Your sports radio show doesn't have to be.
I'm so happy you guys are still alive.
I am excited.
I am so happy.
Laugh and learn every morning aboard the mothership.
Ooh.
Gonna be a good day with DA.
Hey, Doc.
I do love the Doc.
Happy Being Alive Day.
Mornings on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, gonna have a good day. Nobody's gonna cry today. Bogish is here in a Fordham shirt today. Hey, it's 66 degrees a week before the 4th of July today. Hey, gonna rain all weekend, still can't go in my pool today. Hey, love making that payment every month today. Hey, gonna get to use it 1 month this summer today. Hey,
if you're lucky.
Gonna be a good day. Hey, Carlos wearing the ugliest Yankee hat I've ever seen today. Hey,
it's not a Yankee hat.
Carlos going to continue eating underneath the monitor today. Hey.
Camera doesn't work today.
Hey.
Yeah, Cap just kind of scolded me.
I'm saying what?
For like foot tap of the camera. All I thought I did was knock it off of line.
Cap's apparently angry today. Cap put on his nasty pants today.
Well, Cap lost the camera. That'll make him really angry.
It's been a
Cap,
long week for
Cap
us.
Came out of bed, saw his clothes laid out, and said, I'm choosing the nasty pants. Put those on today.
Carlos, that's not a Yankee hat?
No.
What is it then?
It's a watercolor mark. It's from a designer.
You're talking about. It says NY.
It almost looked like a Hartford Whaler logo.
Agreed.
Had sexual relations with a Yankee
NY
logo
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody should be sued for copyright infringement.
And I don't know if you know this, Carlos. We're kind of on a New York embargo around here.
I'm going to get a piece of tape and cover it.
Okay.
Yeah, I cursed at Boomer this morning.
Yeah.
I'm a good team player. But then during the show, I agree with him because I do in reality.
Fraud.
Oh, this is going to work really well.
I forgot my role. Not a good actor.
Man. Well, the family of Scoot Anderson had to have been feeling a little stung by the Hornets last night as Charlotte...
It's not funny.
Charlotte brought us into their web of thinking last night.
It's as not
they,
funny.
Okay.
Morty needs to get some reps in. He needs some work.
Okay. Do you want to start this segment?
No, please go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Hornets have taken Brandon Miller, the much maligned college prospect who we just spent an entire March Madness debating the ethics of whether he should have been even able to play following the gun incident that left somebody dead. Okay, whether he was his gun, whether he brought the gun. We don't need to go down that path again, but look, if you're listening to the show, you're a sports fan, you're aware of now by the incident of Brandon Miller. He goes number two overall. Major risk, you would think, to know that he's going to, you know, not be in trouble, and that was like a one-time thing where maybe wrong place, wrong time, whatever. The question, though, is we spent a long time, if you cared about NBA draft stuff and mock stuff, with the idea that Victor Wembanyama was so far and above the number one pick in the draft that it was like unbelievable, best prospects since LeBron. We've heard all of that. But it felt like for a long time pre-February, like if you were into this stuff last fall, summer, that Scoot Henderson basically would be the number one overall pick in any draft that didn't have Victor Wembanyama over like the last few years.
And certainly was the number two pick in this draft. It's where right. NBA TV, and even maybe they set the game up because of it. They played each other.
Yeah.
Scoot played Wembanyama. Their two teams, they played a game, and it was on national television on cable because of what we thought was basically locked in. I feel even at the lottery, people were just like, okay, so Scoot's number two. And the lottery was at the beginning of the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, that's the beginning of April.
And Brandon Miller could be an athletic wing, could shoot the three. Like, he certainly has the size to play in the NBA. And, look, I mean, people really thought he was a top three talent. People thought he was the third best player.
Right.
So, I mean, we might be splitting hairs here. This is not a knock on Brandon Miller's ability, but it seems to me, yesterday there was a lead-up. There was a Shams versus Woj lead-up. Shams started reporting all day that, hey, I think, or it feels like Scoot Henderson could go number two here. After it was reported the day before and then throughout the process yesterday by Woj, the pick is going to be Brandon Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Very rare you get two, like, insiders going head up on opposite takes on who's going to go. Woj won out in this case. You know, if the Hornets were settled, as Jonathan Givony put out, they knew for at least a month they were taking Brandon Miller. If they made this decision strictly because of LaMelo Ball and the worry that you can't play LaMelo Ball and Scoot Henderson on the floor at the same time, it's a massive mistake. And it's not to diminish LaMelo Ball, who wasn't that long ago. He was one of the top prospects in a draft. But in the NBA, when you suck, the only way to get better, regardless of position, is to go get yourself players with high ceilings, great players. You will figure it out. And if that means in 2 years you see that Scoot Henderson was a way better player than LaMelo Ball, but they're not working together, well, guess what? LaMelo Ball could be moved for more prospects, and you figure out the best way to build your team. You cannot approach drafts, and the Hornets feel like they've sucked forever, especially in the NBA, I think even more so than the NFL, drafting based on who's on your roster now, especially in the top five. Now, you want to tell me you want to make a call like that at 19, 20, 21, better fit to help you immediately because you're in that point a contending team. Different story. When you're at the top of this draft, you're usually a dog food team. You can't be passing on a potential Hall of Fame type talent in Scoot Henderson for a really good Brandon Miller because you think, what, it makes you really good next year? You got to be thinking big picture. And I can't help but think this is the potential to really blow up in the Hornets' face.
Yeah, the Hornets are a dog food, a dog poop team.
Yeah.
Like that's what they are, unfortunately. And they're in the middle of being sold as well. They're completely nondescript. They need the best possible players, and most people, maybe by a slimmer margin, think that it's Scoot Henderson.
Right.
I think the Hornets got this wrong. Not that I think Brandon Miller is not going to be a good player, but like, I think Scoot's going to be a better player,
right.
And there's more alarming things in the Brandon Miller scouting report. And not even, this is just basketball, because that's clearly where the NBA conversation was. And we asked Mike Vorkunov and I think Adam Finkelstein about this yesterday, you know, where is the NBA on the very serious situation in Alabama? And for the most part, the NBA seems to be okay with whatever's coming down the pike in this regard from Brandon Miller. These are basketball discussions. And Brandon Miller was an elite college basketball player, but the elite part of being an NBA player maybe is not something he can do. He's not the best athlete. He's not an elite get-to-the-rim finishing kind of guy. He's got a unique skill set, but I think Scoot's the better player. And I think the Hornets had to take, as you said, just best player, not for need, not for fit, and they're going to regret it. Now, they might regret it because Brandon's a good player, but not a Scoot Henderson player. I don't think we're not talking about bust or boom here.
Right.
It's just that I think Scoot's going to be the better, more impactful player for the next decade, and they had a chance to take him, and they didn't.
Right. The Rockets certainly didn't regret taking Hakeem Olajuwon, but Michael Jordan went after him. You know, you can only hope that for these teams that it's that kind of stuff. There have been drafts that have been, right? I mean, the Pistons got very lucky. They were able to win a championship after drafting Darko Milicic and a draft
not Carmelo.
Carmelo and even Dwayne Wade will win a little bit later on as well. They got fortunate, still hung a banner from that. You can make a mistake and at the top of the draft and survive, but the Hornets certainly haven't shown that they will be that kind of team and that organization. So it'll be really fascinating. And look, I can't pretend to say that I've seen a ton of Scoot Henderson play. I'm not going to be that guy, but I mean, all I know is all I heard was Victor and Scoot for months and months and months, and I hadn't heard draft talk like that for the NBA during football season in forever, Bogues. It felt like such a big deal, so it feels jarring, and especially to use a second pick on a guy who ended up being in, like, societal slash legal trouble not that long ago, too.
Right, and...
And with what's going on with John Morant!
Right. So there's, I mean, there's... I don't... Clearly, Brandon... He was not unpickable. No team got to that conclusion. Nobody was even close to that kind of thought, which I sadly, and maybe I guess correctly, in some certain ways, like, I expected this, right? I did not think that what happened at Alabama was going to affect him, and it didn't affect him at all. No matter what else is going on, no matter what you think about situations, how you want to judge the specific decisions or not that he made that evening, this was always going to come down to basketball. And he's just a number. I mean, he basically maxed out his pick last night.
Yeah.
Because he was never going to be number one. So you go number two. That was the absolute ceiling. And he hit it. And I think he's going to be a good player. But I think the Hornets took the wrong good player at number two. But then that set up the fascination of, to me, that's best case scenario for the Blazers at number three. Because there's going to be teams who go, oh, man, I can get Scoot still?
Yes.
So let's talk trade Portland. And for now, the Blazers have Scoot next to Dame Lillard.
And if you're listening out in Oregon, just know we're going to get to a Blazer opinion on that and whether Lillard should want to stay, whether Scoot actually gets traded as a result of this. We will talk about all of that. But it does set up a wild chain of events. Now, last night, I mean, insert same take every year here. I still don't understand, and I will. Maybe the thing I understand the least as a sports fan at 36 years old, Bogues, the thing I understand the least, and not tennis, not stuff that I barely watch. I'm talking about the core four sports here in this country. Why we can't handle the NBA draft like the NFL draft? Why these guys have to actually be selected by teams that are going to play for and put on the hats?
Although they did announce more trades last night during the draft than I'm used to.
But who got picked by the Pacers, and he put on the Pacer hat, was almost immediately traded.
It was the other French guy.
Oh, yes. It was Victor Wembanyama's teammate.
Yeah, Koulibaly. Right.
Yeah. What are we doing? Why?
And I didn't even understand.
Like the basis of it, why does it have to be that way?
Yeah. I mean, it used to be worse, though. Remember, they didn't even acknowledge it at all.
Yeah.
So at least I will give them some points for realizing how dumb it was and switching it up. But yeah, like, they're still going to... They still create a situation where you got a guy talking about getting to play with Benedict Mathurin in Indiana, and he's never going there.
So bizarre. So bizarre. I mean, look, let's be real. Adam Silver, I still find him very overrated. We're going to have an in-season tournament, which is blows my mind. It's nauseating. Maybe that's the reason I'm leaving. I don't want to have to act like the in-season tournament's a big deal.
Except when the Knicks and Nets are in it, baby.
You're right.
The only championship they'll win.
Hmm.
I mean, Carlos, where did you grow up?
Chicago.
Oh, you did grow up in Chicago?
Yes.
Damn it, that kills my buzz.
Six championships.
I thought he grew up in Queens.
I was there for all of them.
No, that was me.
Well, timeout. You were there for all of them. You're basically my age.
Yes, I moved to New York when I was 16.
Right, and
I
was a very young kid, as you were, for all of them. I mean, you definitely would appreciate, the last three more than the first three.
Yeah, of course. I remember the last three. The first three were kind of hard.
Yeah, I can't even pretend I remember the first
I'm not
going
to pretend
three.
To say I remember B.J. Armstrong highlights. Like, no, I was like five. Mm.
But I was there for all of them, suggest you're sitting there in the arena and heartbeat. But then again, I remember like everything about the Rangers 94 run, and I was seven. So who am I to say?
Yeah, I mean, I remember the 86 Mets, and I was six turning seven. And then I was a Bulls fan in Queens growing up, so at 11, 12, 13.
So what's the first year? Five, six, seven?
What?
That you really think you can remember your sports memories. For me, I mean, I remember certain things about, like, I guess 94 would be my first year. baseball strike was a big deal. Like, I vividly remember where I was for all this stuff. 7 years old?
Yeah, for me, I was a little older, but 94 was probably the first, and a little bit of the, you know, the Blue Jays in the early 90s.
Yeah, so that would align, because you're a couple years, 2 years older than me?
Yeah, yeah.
So that would align. Yeah, I don't remember any of the Blue Jays stuff, so yes.
But then your mind also plays tricks on you because you see those clips so much.
Yeah.
It makes you, think that you remember it live.
But I do, I'm able to close my eyes for moments through the night. I remember the 94 strike, the 94 also, the 94 Rangers. I remember being at certain games.
Right. Like, I remember my grandfather woke me up to watch the end of game 7 of the 86 World Series. Yeah. I was 6 and I fell asleep.
Right, so that's the thing. You might trick yourself by seeing clips, but if you can remember where you were for certain moments, then I consider that you were a part of that in your
life. I remember the Twins Braves World Series,
the first one,
the second 80s, one.
So that's 91.
Yeah, that was my first real. Okay, and that was on. I believe that was on CBS. I remember the
Sean McDonough, right?
Yeah,
and McCarver, I believe.
Yeah.
I remember that, and then the two Blue Jays. Those were the first big moments. I remember then the Knicks. And then the 94, and then all that.
See, here's a weird memory. Now, one of those series, the Braves and Twins, was definitely on ABC.
Yes.
Because I remember the next morning, somebody from the Twins being on Good Morning America.
I believe it was the first one.
To talk about it. Because how strange is that?
Yeah, because I believe the second one was on CBS, and I think they were going back and forth. And the second...
How weird is that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
What?
I had... just glanced over. I haven't been active in this Twitch chat all day. Something just caught my eye.
Is your mom awake?
Enough with my mom. I can't see. She's, by the way, not going to be built for my career move either. I could already tell by some of the decks I've gotten. Backwards Brian twitches in. Why is Pete wearing a big coat in the summertime? Is it that cold in there?
I saw
He's making me sweat just looking at him. Now, Backwards Brian, can I defend Pete for a second? I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt today. I am freezing in here.
Yeah.
It's cold in the studio.
Well, and it's only 66 degrees in New York today.
No wonder why people get sick around here. I walk in here, it's steaming. and then I try to turn down turn up the air conditioner 1 degree, and then it becomes a meat locker.
You get this.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. So that's why I'm wearing a jacket.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of the show. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
I'm sweating just looking at him.
Yeah, you training for a fight back there? You trying to make weight?
I wish.
Pete's had it with people today. I put it this way. I woke up. I did a little tinkle at about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I looked over my phone. I had a couple of Twitter at mentions. And it was Pete fighting with people. So I...
Oh, yeah. Everyone thinks they know everything without reading the facts. Learn the facts and then make it an opinion, not a stupid one.
It's the best. The best. Learn the facts. You'll arrive back at the same conclusion, but then we can argue.
Right. At least it won't be less dumb.
Right. At least it won't be totally stupid.
All right. We come back. Bowling for Moop? It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. It's a Brinkat. Oh. That's a little Canadian Bacon preview for you.
And what song is that you're singing?
Isn't that the Tom Petty song? Kitty cat, oh, pussycat, whoa, whoa. No, you're not getting that?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
EA on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the EA show on CBS Sports Radio. Now, an interesting tweet. One I hadn't pondered.
Pete's going to love this.
So let's let it marinate over us. Our friend Moose, who runs the Up the Gut Instagram page. By the way, thanks for that. Was a nice post he gave me. He tweets at me and Bogues. I got to thinking yesterday. Why no mention of DA's estate to host next year's listener event? Millions of acres of space.
There's Pete.
Decked with an awning. Sleeping bat door prizes. A grill. A smoker. Coolers of craft beer. Wildlife for the kids to interact with. Perfect. Huh. Let's play the game. Good tweet, bad tweet.
Great tweet.
Great tweet.
Carlos?
Fantastic tweet.
Huh. Boy, that would be something. DA figuring out how to get an Uber with no phone service by him to get Gordon out of there because he can't take the same story 16 times.
Now, one of the initial problems...
I know where you're going.
Maybe not. DA does have a sloped front yard.
Oh, okay, maybe not.
So people will fall down that.
Yeah, just don't have your wives think they could fly a kite while running uphill on it. Like me and Pete had to deal with. our two wives we love very much, very dopey moments. Why is it not working? Well, there's no wind and you're going uphill.
Right.
So
let's have lunch.
I brought blueberry pie.
Here would be my issue with that.
It's DA's house.
Yeah, we were lucky. We are lucky with one microphone and Comrex to work inside at the same time a camera works at DA's house. Could you imagine bringing higher level equipment with four microphones and video equipment outside his house with his internet connection and having it work?
And then you have bears running around.
I mean, I wasn't even thinking about technology. Just DA's favorite part of Bob's Bar show is that it's Bob's Bar.
Right, he can leave.
He can show up at 5:55, and at 12:30 or 1:30, he is gone. He I mean, does not
over
want
under at 11.
Anyone at his house.
Oh, boy.
Just which, like I don't either.
Which, again, I want to be a part of this show going forward in some way, shape, or form. I want the Bob's Bar show. It's one of my favorite days of the year. But I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm not here full-time, you jerks are all staying till the bitter end. And you're helping Nance Windex the patio, too.
I've been thinking about this. Clearly, this needs to be like a Shauna Palooza day where we do our show and then it slowly fades into your show so that Evan and Tiki have to clean up at like 7 o'clock on
could
Friday.
Could you imagine if Knockout Neil is there through Evan and Tiki?
You could cross he might
fall through the, he might fall through the bar.
Might get some merchandise. Oh. There'll be people there.
By the way. Did I read on the air, or was it not for air, that Knockout Neil sent me a DM, a severely apologized?
No, you mentioned it.
Okay. And he did not have to do this, but he said, because he has the address, scarily enough, I'm sending your parents an apology gift on Amazon.
Right.
The gift has come.
Okay.
I have not seen it. I don't know what's... I just know what it is. Do we want to play Guess the Gift? Guess the Apology Gift.
I can't play this because I saw a picture of it. Nancy sent it.
Of what Neil sent?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen a picture of it. No, she sent you?
I thought she might have sent it on Facebook to all of us.
Oh, I didn't look at that.
No, yeah. I didn't get it on
She's
Facebook.
She also keeps asking me for your email. I don't know
she
why.
She might have sent it to me.
She has a better relationship with Pete than she does with you.
Can you message her your email, please?
Yes, I will.
All right. So do you want to guess, Bogues, without looking?
So it's from Amazon, right?
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily personalized. It's going to be some kind of rum chata, like, gift set up like oh no you can't buy
look at that on Amazon.
Boop 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 boop
is me doing game show music.
Yeah, this feels like when my kid asked me like who's the best second baseman in 1964. I don't know. I got a pass.
Carlos, any guess? Here we go.
I was thinking on the same lines of Bogus, but you can't get alcohol on Amazon. So I was thinking just like beer glasses, you know, something nice to like drink out of.
Close. She told me coffee mug.
Mug?
That's what I was told.
Singular?
Now, did it have anything on it, Pete?
It day there was some. I think it was some offensive. To be honest with you.
Hang on. Are you serious?
I looked at it briefly yesterday.
Does it say sorry I slept?
What?
Is it about tacos or meat?
Hold on.
I definitely didn't get it, bro. You got it. I didn't. Oh, this is unbelievable. Pete has the picture. I don't have it. My mom didn't send it to me.
She doesn't like you. She loves you. She doesn't like you.
Okay, I have it here.
All right, what is it?
It says, I'm sorry. I would try and offer an explanation for what I did, but there are no excuses. This is on a mug. My intentions are all good. I can't see the whole thing.
How tall is the mug?
What?
He wrote a paragraph on the mug.
Yeah, only my poor choices. I absolutely take responsibility for the pain I have caused you.
Oh, no.
That's what it says on the mug.
On the mug?
Yes. See,
on the mug? I didn't know this. Could you imagine waking up every day to have your coffee or your Swiss Miss hot chocolate and you have to read the same apology?
There's some other things.
From Nugget Neal. There's other things on there?
Yeah, I don't know if this is... There's another glass that has like a top, like you would put in like a boat in a glass like that.
You lost me.
If you're making a ship in a glass.
If you're making a ship in a glass, that top.
Okay.
That type of
cork.
The cork. Yeah.
Okay.
The cork. Thank you.
You know, guys, when you make a ship in a glass, you got to put the thing on the top to keep the ship inside the bottle.
Okay. This one says. Sorry, I'm a dumbass with Eeyore on it.
So he was still drunk when you bought all these things.
And then this is the one that's offensive. Well, not offensive, but says a word I can't say. It's a candle.
Okay.
I hope this candle smells better than the blank I put you through.
Is that from scripted fragrances?
Steve, this is his apology? He said these three things with those sayings on them?
Yep.
This is amazing.
And hang on, let me see.
He went to Amazon, just searched like "I'm sorry" gifts.
There's a note.
A note too?
Yeah, because it says, "Dear Bob and Nancy, I sincerely apologize for my inexcusable behavior. Please accept these gifts as a token of my remorse. Tell Sean that I'm deeply sorry, and he deserves better. Enjoy retirement, Bob, from
Neil." Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So when I started this segment, I just thought you guys were going to guess. I was going to tell you, he sent the coffee mug. I had no idea that Pete was going to tell us that this stuff was on there. Could you? First of all, I do appreciate anybody owning up to something they did. So I do sincerely think that's great of Neil. He did not have to send those at all. I just could not imagine going on Amazon, knowing I messed up, thinking, what can I get these people, and writing a paragraph apology on a coffee mug. How does my mother drink out of the K-cup? You know, you put that in the machine, out of that coffee cup.
I don't know what's worse, the initial behavior or the gifts.
The gifts.
I think the gifts.
The gifts are worse.
I think you're right, Carlos.
The gifts exacerbated the original act.
And because there's now you're four of them.
And you're always going to be reminded of what he did. Nobody's ever going to be able to forget it now.
She got a whole gift suite of I'm sorry's.
Now, I am going to push back on you on this. Because you guys didn't have to deal with it as much as me and Pat Boyle did, especially Pat after a while. The actions were still far worse. I mean, far worse.
Yeah, I did get a tongue in my ear.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable. I understand that. But, like, that there is one of these things exist... But then he sent multiple of them to your mom. And you're right. Like, who is going to drink out of a mug that has a paragraph apology on it?
And inherently, this is the problem with the Bob's Bar Show. These people have my parents' address forever. We almost have to sell the house.
So going back to Moose's tweet, this is why DA has not mentioned a DA estate.
Right. Right. What, does DA need to be sent mugs that say, pull my finger? I mean, no, he's not going to give out his address to you guys.
DA will rent a house before he lets anybody in his real house.
For every moist pork, there's a knockout Neil. Like, the risk reward is so difficult. And why, unfortunately, if there is a Bob's Bar event, I have to get out of this town. It has to be ticketed. It has to be.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more we could grow it beyond next year. It has to be ticketed.
We have two choices. We limit it like that in some way, or... we build a mock Bob's Bar somewhere else, like on a sound stage.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you have to have
Silver Cup Studios. Exactly. And then we do it there, like we're oh, yeah, this is Bob's Bar, but then it's a set, no big deal. We go home, nobody, if Knockout Neil dies, he dies.
It's a ticketed thing, and you have to hire security.
Yeah. Not security.
Yes.
Would you do that job, Pete?
Pete would be the first one hitting the deck if someone needs to get paid for that.
I would need to get paid for that.
Neil could do it for free.
By the way, Neil, thank you. I cannot wait for my my daughter's 4 years to find that mug in the back of my Lolly and Pop Pop's cabinet and drink hot chocolate from there. So thank you. And the boat cork thing.
So expertly explained by Pete.
Okay. Now, I didn't even get to bowling for Moop. Should I do that real quickly?
I'd like you to get to Moop.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I meant Mope. Bogues, this is your story. Why don't you explain the story?
This, I hope everyone has seen this by now because it's a remarkable story, and maybe you've had a bad couple of days. Maybe your favorite radio co-host is leaving and you need to pick me up. This story is unbelievable. And like many other things, it's perfect for this show. Stephen F. Austin, who we've learned from college basketball, the Lumberjacks, they also have a bowling team, a women's bowling team. The head coach of the women's bowling team is a female. Her husband is an assistant coach of the bowling team. And he was recently let go because of an affair with one of the bowlers.
So she had to fire her assistant coach, who's also her husband.
Yes.
Because he
slept with a student athlete.
Unethically slept with a student athlete, but the student, by doing that, he also cheated on the head coach, who happens to be his wife.
Yes, and I don't want to make light of infidelity and marital problems, but it gets even better than this because the way this guy has explained it, it seems actually like an explanation Sean would give for certain things. So
I guess you could say his head was in the gutter ball.
I was waiting for it.
So this guy first goes, good.
You're a real bowl of laughs.
I know that this was...
It's not funny.
All right. Morty, stay in your lane.
An ethical no-no, but I didn't break a law, so he wants forgiveness for that. But then the real kicker is he starts to tell everybody, and again, he's freely saying this in defense of himself, how at first he was a volunteer assistant, so he wasn't getting paid. Then he did eventually get paid, was always asked to do too much, was disrespected. So he almost feels like he deserved...
He was owed this.
...the side piece.
Unbelievable.
These are real words from this guy.
So and who did he say these words to?
The Daily Sentinel.
Okay.
This is going to sound extremely sexist, and I don't mean it that way, but I want to preface this by saying this.
Please say it anyway.
You know, cheating on your wife's a big deal if you got to get away with it, right? Like, we could all agree with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you picture that many highly attractive female bowlers where that would be worth it?
No.
Like, when you think of beautiful women, do bowlers come to mind?
No.
To the point where you're like, I'm going to throw my life away for this.
Now, some of those women that used to play pool, a.k.a. billiards, like there was the Black Widow.
Yeah.
She was sexy, right?
Janet Lee? Jeanette
right?
Lee?
There were a couple was she? Of, there were a couple of good-looking female pool players.
Okay.
I never...
You got a good-looking soccer player.
Yeah, but I never went to a bowling alley, and I've been to quite a few. And went, wow, the talent in here tonight is off the charts.
Yeah, like, if you were a female going to do this the other way, would you want to go up to a hockey player with no teeth? Is that worth it?
No, nobody ever saw Pete Weber as a sex symbol.
Yeah.
So, I did.
You did what?
Nothing. Go ahead.
He's your number two after Tom Hanks?
Yes.
Okay. Quote, I was the stay-at-home dad for 5 years with the kids while Amber got to go off and coach the team. When she'd get back, I'd run practices on top of taking care of the kids while she was back. When they'd travel again, I would sit back and take care of the kids. Then when I got hired, paid, she almost forced me to run practices. I was a volunteer the entire time before that, trying to help out Amber. Once I got hired on, one thing stemmed from another. I felt like I was doing too much what I was being valued at. So he stooped the player behind her back.
Break.
Because he had to watch his kids when I went on the road. I'm tired of watching my kids, so I'm sleeping with a bowler.
That is a straight-up Costanza move.
Totally.
Oh, yeah? Well, I had sex with one of your players.
That's fake. And he had to beg to be hot? What were his credentials to be an assistant bowling coach, by the way?
Married a head coach.
Right.
And I think it's obvious.
And run practice. They bowl.
He didn't want to be a husband, so he cheated on his wife.
So they're not doing wind sprints and watching film.
No, they're eating nachos and washing their hands.
Can I get another pitcher of beer? What do you guys want to go play the crane game and see if we could get a
right.
get an alien from Toy Story?
Chicken fingers from the snack bar.
Yeah,
Coach, did you watch the film? Yeah, a little bit straighter next time. A little bit more to the left.
Running
a little
practice
bit harder.
Yeah,
with his schedule, when did he ever have time to spare?
Huh? It's not funny.
And by the way, forget running practice when the real coach is out. When it comes to the meets, do they call them a bowling meet?
I don't know what they call them.
Bowling match?
Match, probably.
Probably a match.
What's the assistant coach's job? To grab everybody's left sneaker and turn them in to make sure they get their bowling shoes? What possibly could an assistant coach... You want to talk about wasted budgets around here? How about whatever school's hiring an assistant bowling coach?
Pay for the length.
The idea
make sure
of
all the size nines are claimed.
The idea of a college bowling team showing up to a meet or a match and everybody having to rent shoes from the front desk is very funny to me.
What do you mean you're out of eights?
We're in a tacky button-down that says Stephen F. Austin in polyester. And you got your lumberjack ball bag.
Someone has provided shoes.
Hot. The actual bowling ball store that's in there that's never open every time you go. The lights are always out in there. Why?
The bowling pro shop.
Yeah, the bowling pro shop. What a depressing There's nobody ever at the counter. The lights are never on, but it's always there.
I wanted to get some rosin. Why is it not open?
I need a wrist guard. Open up. Maybe that's what's going on in those rooms. That's maybe right. The room is for the assistant coach consensual relationship.
I know what the assistant coach's job is, to look at the roster to figure out what three letters he has to put together so we know it's that person's name when they punch it in electronically on the board.
This guy's name is Carl. Oh, what am I going to say? K-A-R.
How ridiculous.
Carl.
I had to watch practice. Come on.
So he got back at his wife by having an affair with one of her players.
Yeah. And what an odd place to flirt, too, to make that kind of move. You know, it's one thing to actually ask somebody out and then go bowling. You know, to kind of strike up this relationship, coach to student athlete at a bowling alley. I mean, what are you doing?
Well, because now it's got me thinking that they
you like the bumper, sweetheart.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, they had their first beer encounter.
He likes a 7-10 split.
This guy had this first encounter with this player. And then they would see each other at practice, and there must have been, like, this pent-up sexual energy. So, like, any time...
Have you ever felt sexually charged at a bowling alley?
Yes.
Yeah, look at that roll.
It smells like athlete's foot
depends
and
on
old cheek.
There goes.
I'm assuming they changed venues. I would hope they'd changed venues.
We still got two more dumps left, just in case.
Okay. Well, with that... Maybe we get to the update. Should we, by the way, since
speaking
we just
of,
wait to stun till next hour?
We could push stun back.
Yeah, I'm might as well. With that.
We'll do stun
next
hour.
I feel like
hour.
We were stunned to that.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
So it's almost like the NBA's Rookie of the Year for next season has been decided with Victor Wembanyama, now one step closer to becoming a pro. Last night, the Spurs selected the Frenchman first overall to kick off the draft, ushering in a new chapter for big men around basketball.
The game shifted a little bit in the last couple of years, and I think it makes sense because you need a combination of skill, but also of luck and genetics to be the best. And the best lately have been bigs, and European bigs, I mean overseas bigs.
Spurs head coach Wembanyama. Greg Popovich. What was that?
Victor Wembanyama.
Did he say that?
Yes, he did yesterday.
By the way. Was that the female student's name? Was her name Allie?
No, the coach's name is Amber.
Because for bowling Allie?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I should just go back to not paying attention.
It's not funny.
What?
I did not like that one.
What was ich about?
I don't like that at all.
That's not funny. That's not funny at all.
Backwards Brian, by the way, twitches in. I'm telling you all, I've seen fine ladies bowling.
Spurs head coach Greg Popovich, that's Greg with two G's, said they're thrilled with Wembanyama.
It's the real way to spell it, right?
Yes.
The man's only way.
The only way, as far as I'm concerned. He's been highly touted as the next phenom for years.
Of course, anybody would be excited about getting the number one pick in a draft, so I'm very excited. You don't want me to jump up and down, do you? Put on a show for you? I'd do a somersault, but I'd be out for 3 months.
Did someone step in something on one of the sidewalks in New York City? Am I seeing something in the treads of those sneakers?
I have dog poo on my sneaker and it stinks.
Oh, symbolic, isn't it?
Off.
Are you sure it's not your poo?
I mean, it's in play, is it not, Pete?
That's right. Sure didn't eat it?
Yeah, he went lick it just to make sure.
I'm not
going to
lick
is.
It, but it stinks.
As he puts his shoe to his face.
Exactly.
I'm not going to lick it, but if you get me a spoon, I'll try it. Yeah,
horrible,
sure.
Man, can we just move on with our lives?
Nope. But
yes.
Yes.
Go to the, it's right down the hallway.
Yeah, Pete, you don't need to.
No, I didn't mean it like that. Oh, I meant like enough with like clean up after your dog.
It saves 20 days of work. Come on, go over there.
Yeah.
Pete really is the loser in all this. He's going to have so much to do.
You know it. It's coming.
Pete's going to stab you by 4th of July.
Multiple 8-minute pieces. Yeah.
Can somebody asked you if we can cry when Pete kills DA. Is that allowed?
I'll cry in jail. Back to you, Greg.
After that top pick, the Hornets were second. They selected Brandon Miller out of Alabama. GM Mitch Kupchak said there wasn't much debate and that Miller was their guy all along.
We think he's the player that is the best player. And we feel, I mean, they're both excellent players. And they're both will probably go on to have long NBA careers. But he's the one that we feel, you know, would have the best NBA career as a Hornet.
Great insight. Scoot Henderson went third overall. Miller, a second-team All-American in Tuscaloosa, averaged over 18 points and 8 rebounds, shot 38% from downtown, was also named MVP of the SEC tournament, all of this overshadowed by his connection to the capital murder case involving former Alabama player Darius Miles and another man. Sliding down the pole was Villanova's Cam Whitmore, who was a projected lottery pick following his freshman season, but ended up going 20th overall to the Rockets. Perhaps something popped up on his physical.
No, I promise you it's not. I have no idea. I mean, I don't know like what happened, but I mean, I feel fine. It's my body. But I mean, if they think it's something different, I mean, they have their own opinions. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's my body.
Finally,
yeah. I say it all the time whenever the Chili's waitress comes over. It makes me feel guilty about ordering dessert.
They've never made you feel guilty.
If you ordered a first dessert.
They encourage it. Guys, can you let the joke play
They
out?
Know your no. order.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why you'd order dessert while you're waiting for your table. That seems a bit premature.
Dessert's the appetizer.
I get past you guys,
you
huh?
Don't look like, you don't look like that by accident, Greg.
Why are you ordering dessert in the bathroom?
Body by Sean.
Dessert while you wait.
You guys suck.
If you have dessert before dinner, it doesn't count.
That's right.
Because you haven't had
it's healthier. It's healthier than having it after dinner. That's right. No denying that. That's
get it all now.
Dems the facts.
I'm done. It's science. Just right. Eat your dessert before you sit down.
You know what?
Science.
Speaking of dessert, have we lost another legend this week? It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is that why the Duchesne thing got messed up? Oh, no. Now that I'm on the hot... Oh, my goodness.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Good times, man. Good times. It's the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. Miraz Bogus rolling on through. We did briefly just say, my last Radio Row week, we didn't know it at the time, will be a week where I booked Ben Franklin and two nuns.
Put that on the resume. That's why you're going over there.
We need that.
That's right. Has the contact to Ben Franklin. Let's go.
We can get these athletes anytime. We need nuns.
You know, nobody loves nostalgia more than Pete the Body Bilotti. And good humor, I think for the second straight year, is taking a run at our heartstrings. And I want to know if it's for real because the last one was not. It was last summer we said, goodbye, Choco Taco, never to be seen again. And there was a big outpouring. How could you get rid of the Choco Taco? And everybody who hadn't eaten the stale wafer filled with freezer-burned ice cream in years came out to buy Choco Tacos and said, I can never live without this, even though they had for so long. Then they pulled back and the Choco Taco came back when they realized people were upset. Now, goodbye, Toasted Almond Bar, folks?
Personally, I don't care, but I understand the pain of a lot of America that this is just, and apparently slowly, no warning, it has just faded out of freezer cases in your local supermarket. The Toast and Almond Good Humor Bar is no longer.
I'll tell you why it's dead. I grew up, Bob, his go-to ice cream man order was the Toast and Almond Bar.
Yeah.
I mean, growing up as a kid, I couldn't get it. So much so that I stopped liking it because I was like, all right, enough. How many times are you going to get a Toast and Almond Bar? It's very old school. The growth of technology and the ability to get actual soft serve ice cream on almost every ice cream truck these days. It's not just the Mr. Softy Classic in some of the big cities. I mean, wherever you go in America, for the most part, now a lot of people still have only ice cream, but there's a lot of these big places, you can get the soft serve machines on the trucks. Mm. Nobody wants the bars anymore. Unless you're a really little kid, in which case you're going to fall in love with, like, colored, like, Scooby-Doo bars or...
Spider-Man's face.
Spider-Man and Sonic and all that stuff. You know what I mean? I want the blue one. I want the green one. That kind of stuff. So these classic ice cream bars, they're just not going to be sellers anymore because they were so big on the streets with the ice cream.
That's a terrible assumption by them.
Because, I thought you meant by me that's why.
No, that's a terrible assumption because, you know, not everyone wants soft serve. You know, like, there's a time where I want strawberry shortcake in a bar form.
I agree.
They thought that with the old wrestling ice cream bars, and now you can't even make them.
Those were so good.
I think there's a reason why you can't even make them, because someone owns, like, the rights to them, and the exact bar you can't even make anymore.
Or I never see the old baseball mitt with the gum that was the ball in it.
Yeah.
I used to love that stuff. Now, that being said, I'm guilty of this too, because when I'm shopping, if I do buy ice cream in the freezer section, and I have two kids, I never grab the ice cream bars.
Well, but
never.
I think Toasted Almond is the problem here. That was like, the year of Toasted Almond was like, as you said with your dad, like 1966.
But it's still good.
Yeah, but the other ones still exist because they're better. Strawberry shortcake, better. The chocolate eclair one, better. There's a birthday cake variety, they're better. Yep. The problem is the flavor more so than the soft serve machine.
I think Toasted Almond's better than strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, well, you'd be wrong.
And people love strawberry shortcake because it's pink.
Carlos
chocolate
knows.
Chocolate eclair people, take a lap.
When we come back, a little MLB with Steve Buchanan, DraftKings next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.